Great. We are live. We are recording. This is all good stuff. Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday. It is September 17th already, officially over the halfway hump through September already. We have, 5 days left of, quote, summer before we get into that fall feel, pumpkin spice and all that. But good morning, everyone. Carol Sue, a.k.a. Naughty Boss, live with you.
Sisters. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0 on this Sunday Funday, September the 18th. And you know, speaking very quickly about pumpkin spice has been out in this area since mid-August. And I love pumpkin spice. I'm just not there yet. Probably by the end of the week when we do the official transition, then I'll be, yes, let me have that pumpkin spice coffee. But it's been out for a while in our area.
I've heard that. And the other disturbing news I heard regarding pumpkin spice coffee, hold on, I left my pillow for my back, latte, whatever it is. And I'm not sure. I believe it's from Dunkin' Donuts, but I'm not 100% sure. It could be from somewhere else. The amount of grams of sugar was equivalent to, I think, 17 donuts or 15 donuts or 12 donuts. Like, it was a lot of donuts. And I thought, because a lot of people don't realize that the pumpkin spice flavor is a syrup, and it is not the healthiest thing in the world. And there are other healthier ways to still get that pumpkin feel and really good tasting that fall change of season piece to it. There's healthier versions of that. So always be mindful of that. But today is, Sunday. It is a day, the actual first day of the week. So we are now officially in our third full week. I think it's the third full week of September. Maybe I'm a little wrong on that. No, and it's, I think it's pretty, it's the 17th. So I would think we are officially on that third full week. And Sunday is a day where, you know, we reflect. A lot for a lot of people, you know, they're going to church, they're going to, connect with those that really impact them in a spiritual way, a meaningful way. But it's also a day to reflect on, you know, how am I starting my, what am I grateful for? What are my blessings? Planning out my week, making sure that the official day of the week, meaning Monday, like a work week, is off to the right footing. And what we're going to chat today is about the wellness wheel. Obviously, we talk about so many different pieces of wellness, but Jan came across this fantastic wellness wheel, which encompasses social wellness. So as we can understand what social wellness is, it's, you know, communication via either in person and or any devices, social media, emotional wellness, which obviously is going to impact our mood, as well as spiritual wellness. Today is a day to reflect on, you know, your faith, intellectual wellness. You know, are you keeping your mind open to still learning? To never forget that you, as long as you are in movement and motion and using your mind and really discovering things that maybe you didn't know, or maybe topics that you do know, but you're learning more about it. Physical wellness, we talk about that all the time. Are you putting in that time and energy into your physical being, getting that movement in and respecting your body to understand that it's, your body is a temple and it's up to us to take care of it, nobody else. Environmental wellness, you know, all that encompasses with that. Occupational wellness, what are we doing with what we are doing, what our visions are, and also financial wellness, which we're going to also chat a little bit about today. But before we get into that, because Jan and I are both in the entrepreneurial space, we do want to recognize a loss in this particular space, which was very heavy for many people. Jesse Best Ward, who was inspirational, young mind, I believe she was 35, 36 years old, suffered from colon cancer stage 4 and really battled her battle. And she wanted to do it from a holistic perspective, but she touched so many people with her coaching, really topping to the top of the ranks of 3 different companies, not 1, but 3. her infectious smile, her spirit, her desire to push the limit at such a young age. And what I loved about her journey is she frequently talked about relationships as well. And one of her things was she didn't like trust men enough that, you know, she was busy building her empire, but she found the love of her life literally in the last year of her life. Someone that really changed the game for her. And as she started to really share her journey of battling cancer, and she was very open about it, and, you know, sharing with this man that really supported her. They talked about how this year, it wasn't enough time. But the feedback and the feel that you get from watching her journey with him, and not that she talked hugely amounts of it, you know, she did different lives and whatnot, but it was his post that I read of the devastating news of her passing yesterday. And for a lot of people, they're in disbelief because her last live was September 5th. So think about that. Today's the 17th, September 5th. That was 12 days ago. She shared with the world how, while she didn't do the traditional treatments of cancer, she fought through it through holistic measures. Her body was in a good space. They were finally seeing her numbers to react, and she was healing. She got great news. And then 12 days later, 11 days later, she's gone. And what happened was, from the different reports that I saw, was that she, and even on that last live, she was coughing a lot. And she even acknowledged that. And it turns out that she was also suffering from pneumonia. And you know, when you already have a compromised immune system, even through holistic measures, fighting and battling stage 4 cancer, whatever stage 4 is, and you know, in this particular case, it was colon cancer, her body was still, her immune system was very vulnerable. That is my take on it. And then pneumonia hit in, and she literally passed quite quickly. To be that young, and to impact millions of people in the entrepreneurial space. Our hearts and prayers go to her partner, as well as all those that knew her personally and that are impacted. And I think anyone in the industry that recognizes her impact, not only in showing others that you can do it, that you have to sacrifice, you have to put your head down and really go after your goals, and don't let anyone else decide that you can or cannot do something. So many people that were commenting were currently doing one of her coaching programs. So you could just imagine the full impact and how devastating, in addition to her age. She talked about never being married, never having children yet. She hadn't reached that point. She was only 35, 36 years old. So it is, she was born in 88. So somewhere, you know, in that age group, I don't remember exactly what her birthday was, but how devastating that news was to have life cut out so short. But one of her favorite people, David, I can't think of his last name, another great entrepreneur, shared a video of them at a concert shortly, less than 2 months ago, and how vibrant she still was. And he went live and shared that video, and he had literally just gotten the news that she had passed. Mm. And his resolve to share with the world that, you know, there's a part of him that wants to scream and cry, and obviously when that time comes, he will. But he truly believes that she's in God's glory, that her soul, even though her body, you know, that's not her soul. The body that's left behind on earth is not her soul. And she was a firecracker. She sparked sunshine, enthusiasm, and she's doing that now just with the Lord. So he had a good message, and it was comforting to hear. But, you know, so sorry for this great loss in our industry. I wanted to make sure we acknowledge that.
Obviously, our hearts and prayers to her family and friends. Such a devastating, shocking, and great loss for sure. So back to the wellness wheel, you know, there's so many things that I could say, obviously, about the wellness wheel, having, of course, you know, gone through the my health certification course. And the one thing, there's so many different things within the wellness, within that wellness wheel, and they all kind of combine together. Sometimes they overlap, you know, for instance, maybe if you get a bill that you didn't expect and you're like, you know, I wasn't planning on that, maybe a big car expense. And then, you know, your emotional wellness starts to teeter a little bit. So it's all interconnected. And I think one of the big things to remember about the wellness wheel, and there's many of them out there, of course, is we are control. Some things, obviously, we are in control of, some things that we're not, but really we are in charge of the occupational, social, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, physical, environmental, and financial wellness. And what really does all of that mean? Well, quite frankly, it's how we live our everyday prices, you know, our everyday lives. And I heard something very interesting that on the news, again, I didn't hear the whole thing, but something about, you know, we are in this space now where a lot of people are obviously struggling. Some people, of course, you know, have gotten, you know, different raises or this and that, but the costs have gone up so dramatically, they're actually doing worse because the inflation part is not giving enough of value, of course, for their dollar. And I'm saying that very, obviously I'm not a financial planner or anything like that. And I thought to myself, that's kind of shocking, but I actually get it and I've actually felt it. And what I mean by that is, have you ever been in that place? And I know that so many people can relate to this, where, you know, I was talking earlier, Carol Sue and I were chit-chatting before we came online, and where you get this bill every month, whether it's a water bill, whatever it is, and you kind of put it off to the side because you're on a very tight budget. But then you pay it when you actually have to pay it, when you get a notice. I've been there. I'm sure many.
I mean, in all honesty, I'm going to interrupt one second because you hit the head on the nail. Anyone that hasn't been hit in some way, shape, form, whatever, whether it be that shutoff notice, whether it be you missed a payment by, you know, and a lot of times it could be truly an accident, or it could be that you were really throwing up the juggling, you know, like a juggler, you're juggling because of what the economic buzz was at that any given moment. Obviously, we talk about the economic way we are right now, which is not, a lot of Americans are not in a good space. So to your point, of course it's relatable. Go ahead. I just wanted to mention that.
Glad that you did, because what I'm hearing lately, pretty much from everyone and in different aspects of lives, whether it be in conversation, whether I'm listening to another podcast, whatever it may be, the financial aspect of the wellness wheel is constantly coming up. And it's like you're in that race and you just, oh my God, just can't catch up. And I really thought it was really important to kind of touch base. Obviously, we're touching base about all of them, but about the financial aspect. Because as many of you know, obviously Carol Sue and I do Two Sisters together. That's our business together. And I have my little side, Truly Your VA, where I do a little social media stuff for some clients. But now, you know, I'm sure you've gathered that, you know, we haven't been on regularly. And one of the reasons is because I took a full-time job, by the way, which I love. It ended up being, it started out 2 days a week, then it went to three, then it went to four, and they're just like, we just need you full time. So obviously they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. It's with a New Haven County law firm, and they are great, great people. And I'm so blessed. But what I'm trying to get to as is we have to do what we have to do to survive in this world. For some people, it's a lot easier. For some, it really takes some maneuvering. I guess part of the maneuvering transition. And you know what? I'm okay with that. So that's one of the reasons, as a sidebar, why we have not been on regularly, because I work full-time Monday through Friday. I believe last week we were on Tuesday night.
Right.
Obviously, I'm up at the Oh Dark 100 to go to my 5 a.m. kickboxing class on Monday through Friday. So needless to say, by the time I get home, it's difficult for me to keep my eyes open. But the excitement, the enthusiasm with two sisters, of course, with working with this new law firm, but with also finding out different information that is, you know, so exciting that can help people. I started to think, and I've been there for almost 2 months, how is a way for me to stretch things further? Like what type of things do I need to do that maybe I'm doing subconsciously or consciously, as the case may be from time to time, guilty? How can I make those, what my financial aspect is on a weekly basis, work for me? And ironically, something came along, and I'm just so excited about it. Like, you know, as I pay my electric bill or whatever bill it may be, that what I'm paying out is going to come back to me. And just like so much that I could say about it, but it's very exciting. And that's why we thought we really wanted to obviously chat about the wellness wheel, specifically the financial aspect of it. And, you know, obviously we want to share what we are passionate about, and whatever you're doing, we want to hear what you're passionate about as well, because I think we learn so much from one another when we're able to share different things in different ways, and frankly, how that affects our everyday lives.
Absolutely. And what I love about the wellness wheel is how many times, like even growing up, you remember like, there was off limit conversations or subject matters, religion, politics, finances. And the sad thing about that mindset is that those three pieces impact our wellness. Financially impacts our wellness. Our faith impacts our wellness. You know, politics, what's going on in our world, our economy impacts our wellness. So those are all encompassing pieces of the wellness wheel, and they shouldn't be taboo. People that are struggling financially should be able to freely say, you know, gosh, I'm struggling, with no attack on where they are, because at some point we've all struggled with whether it was being in between jobs, whether it was, my kid wants to go to this college and it's way out of my pay grade. How are we going to work it out? Someone lost their job. You know, you had a family member that needed extra help, your community, your church, whatever it may be. So these taboo subjects, we're really breaking the mold to say it is okay to talk about them, because they do it. They impact our wellness, whether it's adding value or adding stress. Those are all things that are going to impact us. And why not better way to be able to socially impact? And that's what we as two sisters do. We want to add value to socially impact others in a positive way, to always say, look, it's okay to talk about those subject matters. They do impact how we feel, whether good, bad, or indifferent, stress or happiness. Life is a coin. We always talk about that. Life is a coin. And we're always in charge of two things, how we act and how we react. And when we're open-minded individuals that can say, okay, this is my space, this is where I am right now, I need to improve, I need to find a way to ease that stress of not being able to pay my bills or being able to afford the things that I normally do. And when you find something that really can socially impact people, Jan and I have always been open to that. We've never said, you know, and I talk about, you know, and I talked about this before with, you know, being open to hearing what other people expose you to, whether it's to fulfill a piece of whatever niche, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, that space. But being an entrepreneur means many things to many people. Some people associate that with network marketing and direct sales. Other people associate that with being involved in real estate, owning real estate, flipping homes, you know, buying a home, gutting it out and reselling it, brick and mortar, mom and pop. These are all different pieces of being an entrepreneur. But what the one thing that we all have in common as being an entrepreneur and or corporate America and or mom and pop and or busy mom, you know, doing a side gig, we're all consumers, right? We are all consumers. And being better informed as a consumer to impact our ability to take our control back. How many of you out there feel like you're out of control? Your bills are coming in fast and furious. You're like doing a juggling act of which bill I pay this week. I mean, I think we all can relate to that, right? Or the now juggling because your current budget that you felt like, man, I'm on point. Like I decided I'm going to live by a budget and I'm going to like, you know, true to it. And I'm sticking to it to the penny. But you didn't account for inflation. And inflation is fast and furious now. We can't stop it right now. So how are we going to better protect what we currently have, protect how we can still keep on top of our budget, and understanding the value of what spending power means? Because we're in this wheel, this hamster wheel of, oh, you know, checking out with all your community, family and friends, you know, who's got the cheapest gas this week? Where's the latest sale at what grocery market? Floridians, you know, who's got the best insurance going right now? Because we, you know, in the state of Florida, insurance has gone way cuckoo. And how do we do that? By networking and helping each other. And for all of our listeners and viewers, I think Jan and I have really showcased what we are passionate about. And it all is rooted with two words, helping others. And if we can find a way to help others in our network, outside of our network, by understanding that regardless of what space you're in, what direct sales space you're in, what business you own, what investments you have, the one thing that we have in common is being a consumer. And being able to find something that is going to socially impact all of us in a positive way to stretch that dollar, stretch our hard-earned dollar, stretch our hard-earned business dollar, our personal dollar, into a way that's going to give us more power to now be able to impact and buy things with a reward system that frees up our cash flow to make sure that that cash flow piece of our economics and our budget is now being not strained to pay the car bill, to pay the electric bill, the cell phone bill, the groceries, the gas, the diapers, the formula, all those things, those essential things that we know as a consumer we need, but now we're dealing with an inflation rate. And now the budget that we, you know, had pretty down pat, it's not working anymore. It's not working for us anymore. And that feeling of helplessness, like I'm never going to get out of debt. I'm never going to get caught up. I'm never going to get into that positive direction that I seek. And that overwhelming feeling of guilt, not being able to do it, getting behind. If you don't recognize that that impacts your overall wellness, and your overall mindset, of course it does. I mean, how stressful it is knowing that you've got, you know, a bill due and you're trying to figure out where, what corners am I going to cut to even maybe just pay a piece of it, not even be able to pay the whole balance. So many people are living paycheck to paycheck, not because they choose to, but because there's this impact and influx of what's going on economically within our society, that that middle road person, never mind the people that are on the poverty level that we want to help, but the people in the middle row that are now finding like, oh my God, it's impacting my retirement fund. It's attacking my take home pay because my bills are percentage wise have gone up so much so my budget can't adjust itself. So these are all things that we're passionate about helping. And you're going to hear more about us talking about really a way that we have found an incredible way that is going to be able to socially impact others by stretching their dollar, easing that burden of stress that comes with not being able to pay your bills, not be able to make those payments, get you on a better track. And we're excited about that. That's just a trickle amount of what we're going to be really going forward with about, but we want you to be rest assured that there is a product that will be launched in November. Right now, it's in the pre-launch phase. It went through beta phase. It also went through kind of a soft, what we call a soft opening. And now we're really in pre-launch part of this journey. And it has to do with and for the consumer on ways that something that we do every day. Think about this. I think I'll leave you with this one last, and then you interject question. And then we'll chat about a couple other things before we sign off. How many times do you think the average American swipes a card? That's the question. How many times do you think daily does the average American swipe their card? And we know that we use a card to pay our bills, to pay for things, to buy for things, pay for our electric, our cell phone. And we're always looking for an avenue to stretch that dollar. So just think about that. Yeah. What else do you want to talk about, Jim? Interject on what I said, and then let's chat about some of other pieces of our wellness wheel.
So I just want to go back to, for a moment, to the living paycheck to paycheck. And again, we all can relate to that. But here is the defining thing, in my opinion. It's not so much that we're living paycheck to paycheck. We are trying to survive from paycheck to paycheck. Therefore, adds more stress. All goes back to that wellness wheel. But anyways, yes. And I think, you know, think about that. How many times do you swipe your card per day? A whole lot of swiping going on. And honestly, if I'm going to swipe, I want it to really be for my benefit. So yes, moving right along with the wellness wheel, and we won't keep you too much longer. I want to talk about the physical wellness aspect of it. Because, you know, everybody knows I'm a geek with my my kickboxing. I'm always talking about kickboxing. But, you know, think for a moment, you know, we're, especially in the Northeast, it was like last week it was 90 degrees. Now we're really in the fall weather. You can feel the
temperature. I heard I saw someone on someone's newsfeed that was like 55. And actually it was in Cromwell. It was someone from Cromwell that said, waking up to 55 and it's supposed to drop, you know, I guess at nighttime.
Yeah. So, you know, and you go from having your AC on just a few days ago to now it's off. So, which was why Gary was saying to me this morning, gotta look at propane and oil and whatever, whatever. So the physical aspect of it, when you hear that, when you walk out and you feel the cold, your muscles tighten up. So I just want everybody, whether you're, if you're listening to this, the replay of this, when you feel that, and I know that you can feel that when I'm talking about it, is just kind of breathe for a moment and then just kind of, you know, roll your shoulders back and loosen up, because when those things start to change, when things happen, our bodies tighten up, meaning our muscles tighten up. When our muscle tightens up, we get anxious, we feel the fear, we have the anxiety, cortisol spikes, headaches, you know, with the changing of the weather, whatever it may be. So really check in with your physical wellness and, you know, give yourself that time to kind of bring it all down and relax.
Right. And I say to somebody, you know, we're all busy people, but everyone has 20 minutes a day. Now, if you can get an hour and a half workout, you go, you get it. But at least 20 minutes, minimum of 20 minutes, and maybe add 5 minutes to that to like warm up and then cool down. Everyone's got 20 minutes and you could get a decent workout with your body moving, you know, and say like, you know what, I'm gonna commit to 20 minutes a day. Monday, I'm going to work on arms, you know, Tuesday, I'm going to work on core. Wednesday, I'm going to work on legs. 4, I'm going to work on cardio. 5 is going to be more about stretching, because stretching for a good 20 minutes is amazing to keep you flexible. Because again, when you, the change of seasons and the change of seasons of our lives come up as you, you know, every 5 years, your body, I mean, we already know that it's actually less than 5 years, but you see a lot of structural change within our skeleton, our body, really every 5 years is when you start noticing, oh my God, like I used to be able to do that, like stretch and split, and can't do it anymore. Or, you know, you notice the physical changes of your body. You have to allow yourself that time to take care of you. Not only does it talk about this on our wellness wheel, but again, as Jan had pointed out, how they overlay when you are doing great things for your body, even 20 minutes a day, guys. So we're not talking, you know, something that's not doable. 20 minutes is doable. You are going to positively impact not only the physical being, but your soul, your mindset, and you're going to feel better from a emotional level, which we already know that also on the wheel, there's an emotional level and there's a spiritual wellness. When you feel better, you know, when you wake up and you're in that good mood, your day goes awesome, doesn't it? Don't you think, Jen? Like you're on point, your mindset's there, I got my 20 minute workout in. I am the power of my day. I'm going to get to my journal. I'm going to do some journaling. I'm going to make sure that my schedule is all set. Those are things that are all building pieces of your overall wellness wheel. And I'm not talking about the hamster wheel, because that's also another wheel. That's not a good wheel to be on. We want to be on the wellness wheel, where we're slowly impacting all encompassing things that really make us who we are, but improve us, make us better, make us a person that was going to add value, that is going to impact people in a positive way. And that's what we hope this Sunday fun day, besides all the fun that you're going to be having on Sunday, that you don't get that, you know, fear of Monday, that you're setting yourself up for continued success in all avenues of your wellness wheel.
Absolutely. And you know what? Stretch your body, stretch the dollar. And on that note, we hope you have an amazing Sunday. And remember, have a great week, and we shall see you again real soon. We're not sure exactly when, I believe this upcoming Tuesday night, but obviously we'll keep you alert with all that stuff. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 5.0, and I'm with two
sisters, and this is Carol Sue, aka looking out at this beautiful Sunday, sunny Sunday in Vero Beach. It looks beautiful. I'm watching trees. It's a little nice breeze. I'm looking at beautiful flowers and seeing birds pass by, and yes, even a couple of quacking ducks. But you know what? Today is a day to reflect. It's also a day to prepare. This is the first day of the week. Get a jump start on that. Plan out your week. And when you are planning out your week, you're going to find that you're going to be more successful. And when you're feeling more successful, you're going to feel more accomplished. And what that is going to do for your mindset. We are super excited for your week. Don't forget Monday Mindset, Tuesday, Tramp Tuesday, Wealth Wellness Wednesday, Thursday's Trendy, and Friday, Fantabulous Friday. All those good spirits are coming your way. We will pop in different times of the week, and you just never know where that popping will happen. Anyways, have a good day this Sunday, and we will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.